do. WSTU does not endorse products that may be mentioned. Any reproduction or retransmission of this broadcast is strictly prohibited without written consent of WSTU. The phone lines are open. Call in with your questions and comments at 229-788. That's 220-WSTU. It's time for Stuart Laser Talk with your host, Dr. Tred J. Rezacker.
I'm 5'10" and 242 pounds.
I always say this is the biggest I'm ever going to be, and I said that like 20 pounds ago.
A third of Americans are obese. Another third is overweight.
Obesity is the biggest threat to the health, welfare, and future of this country.
I've always been overweight.
I've got diabetes.
Sleep apnea.
Heart disease.
Everything's hurting now.
It's a lot easier to lose weight than it is to keep weight off.
This is probably going to be the first generation of children who are going to have a shorter life expectancy than their parents.
18% of our children right now are obese.
It's not only health, it's about survival and well-being of the United States as a nation.
You don't crave broccoli, and our generation has grown up craving a Big Mac.
I'm going to think that there's something better for me.
Unless we're able to control this epidemic, we're going to have an abundance of chronic disease.
All of us have to be part of the solution to reduce obesity.
The weight of the nation is out of control, but we can fix that.
If we don't now take this as a really urgent national priority, we are all going to pay a really serious price.
Obesity will crush the United States in oblivion.
My name is Dr. Tred Rezacker, and I am a licensed doctor of chiropractic, and I want to welcome you to another edition of my Slim Body Laser Spa Health and Wellness Show. My program can be heard right here on WSTU 1450 every Tuesday from 9 to 10 a.m. My weight loss center called the Slim Body Laser Spa is a whole body rejuvenation center, and we're located in Stuart on East Ocean Boulevard, right across the street from the Fresh Market at the intersection of Monterey Road and East Ocean Boulevard. I've been providing a safe, sane, easy, safe alternative to surgical liposuction and the so-called non-invasive procedures like fat freezing and fat burning and cavi lipo. I've been providing a safe alternative to these outside procedures for over 10 years. We have a saying at my Slim Body Laser Spa that anyone who still considers surgical liposuction going under the knife as their first option is really stuck in the year 2004. At my Slim Body Laser Spa, my low-level laser services are FDA cleared as safe, and they actually release the stubborn fat naturally in a series of 9 sessions in 3 weeks. Your inch loss results are the same day and do not require any sacrifice of downtime, does not involve any pain, there's no swelling, and this can be utilized by all people from the ages from 18 years old to up to 95. In fact, our average client is 65 years old. We can help people lose unwanted fat and reduce your waist size to shrink your belly, regardless of how much fat you have, regardless of your so-called slow metabolism. I specialize in those people who have failed at weight loss before, or those people who are eating good, exercising often, but are just not able to get results in specific pesky areas like their stomachs, their muffin tops, their arms, their back fat, thighs, inner thighs, areas which are resistant to diet and exercise. I see each case personally, and I oversee the case, and I can handle many different people with all kinds of difficult situations, such as type 2 diabetics, people with cardiovascular disease, people with chronic arthritis, people with hip replacements, knee replacement, joint replacements, not a problem. People that have AFib, people that are on medications for depression, people that are laid up and maybe they have neurological problems with cognitive function, dementia, Alzheimer's, people that have problems with maybe Parkinson's and they can't exercise. Maybe they've been shut down with breathing issues because of the heat and thus they can't get out and exercise. I can help these people to start losing weight, to start shrinking down their belly fat in a series of 9 relaxing laser lipo sessions. You literally lie on your back and take a nap. That's how easy it is. The laser lipo does all the work. And, you know, it has been really, really well received. I've been now in business going on my 11th year. We just celebrated our 10th year anniversary in lockdown, so we're still going to have a big party. And we've had over 6,000 people right here from the South Florida Treasure Coast area in the last 10 years. To say it's successful is an understatement. It is a rock star, superstar show. And we can help all types of people. I have not changed my process since the day that we got our first laser back in 2010. The machine is called a LAPEX BCS lipo laser. It's an FDA cleared low-level laser. Lots of studies, lots of research, lots of proof. And the best part about it is it does not cause any damage, no pain, no downtime, no swelling, no surgery. It is your best friend when it comes to getting rid of outside subcutaneous accumulated belly fat. So at the same time, if you want to lose weight, I can help you there with common nutrition, wellness suggestions, consultation, detoxification, and whole body vibration. This is the whole package, people. This is not just one little part. My dad, who was a doctor for many years, used to tell me that the problem with medicine and specialists is they know more and more about less and less. And a lot of people specialize in endocrinology, orthopedics, psychology, because it's a niche and they have more expertise in that. But what happens is somewhere along the line, you lose touch with the fact that we're really very complex individuals. You don't just have one health problem that just is treated with one doctor. You really have to look at the whole package. A comprehensive approach is going to get you the best result. In fact, if all you do is one process and you have other issues, that one process can hurt you. So that's why at the Slim Body Laser Spa, we can treat the outside fat just like a liposuction provider, just like the Cool Sculpting and the Safe Sculpt and these other procedures. And at the same time, they don't go over your weight. They're not going to help you with nutrition. That's not what they do. If you go to the Weight Loss Center, the Jenny Craig, the Quick Weight Loss, the Weight Watchers, they're not going to help you with outside body fat. They're not going to help you with body sculpting or getting rid of subcutaneous accumulated fat deposits. That's not what they do. They deal with weight. So at the Slim Body Laser Spa, we're able to handle the outside fat better than liposuction, much, much better than the other processes, as the fat freezing or the hot lasers or the use of electrical stimulation to shock your muscles, the EM sculpt. We're using a low-level laser to shrink and to reduce the belly fat. And then we're encouraging increased metabolism through common sense nutritional guidelines. The stuff you really should have learned in kindergarten, people. I hate to be so blunt about it. You know, to eat real food, to rest, to get enough sleep, to exercise and move your body, to make sure that you drink plenty of fresh water, get enough vitamins, minerals, vitamin D. Stuff you learn as a kid, but you forgot somewhere along the line. You got hooked on an idea that, you know, that just isn't very healthy. So common sense is where we're at. And if I can't impress you with knowledge and reasonable process at a price you can afford, we wouldn't be in business today. So If you're interested in a consultation with me, you can go online at Dr. Tred's Slim Body Laser Spa. Hit the contact page anywhere along there. It'll say book here, sign up here, contact us. That goes right to my own email and my office email, and we'll call you and we'll schedule a consultation for you. You can also go online and do the slimbodylaserspa at gmail.com. You can also simply go to your phone, hit the button at the bottom, the one that allows you to use voice-activated search, and just put in Dr. Tred's Slim Body Laser Spa, and it will come up with all of my listings, my phone numbers, my addresses. I'm out there, you know. I also recently have been training and learning a lot more about how to do the website, how to do my own website work instead of hiring people who really don't do what I want them to do. I decided to take it in-house, and with the COVID lockdown, I've had a lot of time to work on it, and I'm really proud of what I've been able to do. But what I've done is I've put approximately 60 of our love letters online under my website, Dr. Tred's Slim Body Laser Spa. Go to the menu at the top, click on love letters, and you'll see a gallery of wonderful people. A lot of them you might even know because they're all local. And our love letters are an 8x10. It has a picture of the person's face, not their body parts. It has their printed name, and then they sign it, and then they fill out with their own handwriting their experience at the Slim Body Laser Spa, what they recommend, how it helped them, what their experience was like. There's over 60 of them to read. If you wonder if it works, I highly suggest you go to the website and read the love letters. I mean, I have 450 in the office. This is only 60 that I have releases for over the years, and now we're getting more and more releases. And I had a wonderful, wonderful couple come in this week, and she said that she'd seen an ad we had in the Palm City Living, which is the used to be the Money Saver, and she went online, and she said she read 30 of the love letters and was like, you know, she goes, it was amazing. I realized that these are truthful. They're people's real accounts. And gosh darn it, if it worked for them, why wouldn't it work for me? And she signed up yesterday, and she's starting on Monday. To tell you she's excited is an understatement. And I had only just put on those love letters last week. I got them all finally, you know, so that you can click on them and see them. And, you know, it's really about testimonials. It's about hearing from other people besides me that it works. You know, there's a lot of businesses out there that stay afloat and just by continually doing marketing but not really producing great results, but the marketing. There's so many people that will just keep showing up, and you know who they are. I'm not going to point out those business models that do more marketing than results. But one of the strong features of my office is that I am the owner, I am the doctor, and I am a client. I see every single person that comes into that spa, that signs up, has to sit with me and do an interview and an orientation, and I listen to their complaints. I go over what we can do. I honestly look at the areas that they need to reduce. And if it's within our means to do it, if I have the process and their expectations are in alignment with what we can provide, then we move forward. As you go through the next 4 weeks of our process, you know, there's challenges that come up. People, they get fearful that maybe they made a bad choice. They're starting to make changes in their own life, and they need support. They need to listen to people. They need to talk to other people while they're there. And we have a process where they're examined and they're measured and the pictures are taken. And we go over nutrition. And then we have a midterm exam at the fifth session where we redo all of our information a second time. We calculate your body fat percentage, your measurements. And you will see in our results and in these objective qualification testing that things are getting better. That the ball is moving in the right direction, not going backwards anymore. You know, if nothing, we stopped the weight gain. We stopped what was happening. And now you're given the tools to go further if you want to get better results. And it's something that is very difficult for somebody to figure it out on their own. And it's not that we don't know what to do. It's really, really confusing when you go online and you pick up a book and they try to sell you diet programs and different types of, you know, I don't want to say fad diets, but the latest, greatest thing. And also we have a belief from reading and watching TV that you should have these results really, really fast. That, you know, 20 pounds in 30 days, I have a flat stomach, you know, do this one stomach exercise and have a six pack in only 2 weeks, you know, do these injections and lose 36 pounds. And it's just, it's insane. And those findings, people do achieve them, but they're not healthy. They're not good for you. And the fact is you're going to go yo-yo diet right back to where you were because it wasn't a real commitment to change your lifestyle. And one of the powers that I have, one of the skill sets that I have is to be able to have somebody make a decision and stick to it with the process. So if you're looking for results, if you're sick and tired of being fat, sick and tired, if you're concerned about COVID being showing positive with COVID-19, and you should be concerned about this because this is happening. And I'm going to talk a little bit about COVID because I have a unique perspective as a chiropractor for over 33 years. This is not the first epidemic I've ever been involved in. It probably will not be the last. And I learned something about epidemics or these types of viruses and bacterias and worms and parasites that travel around the world, and they seem to pass from person to person. This is not new, people. This is not the first time this has ever happened to us as a culture. It will not be the last time. And I can tell you that you need to pay attention to what I'm going to talk about today, because this could literally change the course of your life if you are and when you do get infected with COVID. This is something which is eventually going to pass through the entire population. It's called a herd immunity. And the person whose immune system and systems are working correctly have the best chance of having this happen and not becoming sick. When you read, and they every day I see the paper, they have the new COVID virus cases, more virus cases, COVID virus, COVID this. The numbers are up. 30,000, 22,000, you know, it's scary to see that. And there's a few things you have to understand about when somebody tests positive. There's really three things I think are critically important when you see those numbers, all right? And the first part is that most of the people that are having COVID testing are doing it with a nose swab, with a nasal swab, okay? And that is a test which is very quick in results, which is why they do it. You can have the results within 15 minutes, but it's not the definitive test for COVID-19. It's not the final test. It is a precursor test to see if you have coronavirus. Now, the coronavirus is like the mothership of all the corona strains. So the coronavirus has many different numbers. You know, we are COVID-19 is the 19th number. There's 18 other coronaviruses, which are common. Some of them are as common as the cold. And who hasn't had the cold? Who hasn't had a cold? Everybody gets the cold. And so, you know, and then what happens is those, that corona family will mutate, and I don't know why. It could have happened at the bats, in the bat soup, like they said in Wuhan. It could have been mutated by evil people doing the mutation for some reason. I don't know. But I can tell you that it mutated to form another protein on the outside shell of the corona base, of the corona, you know, home unit itself has this protein that sticks out, and that makes it the COVID-19. That's the virulent protein which is creating so much of the problem. And what happens is when you do a nose swab and you prove positive for corona, it doesn't mean you have COVID-19. It means you have the coronavirus. In order to determine if you're COVID-19, you have to have the DNA test, the one that takes your blood, the one that does a DNA sequencing. And it takes longer to do, and it's more expensive. Now, there's a lot of people that they just won't really tell you this, but it doesn't mean that you don't have COVID-19. It just means that you need to do further testing to see if you truly have this virulent form of COVID. And if you were sick and you had a sore throat and you couldn't breathe and you had a fever and you proved positive for the COVID, you know, your chances are pretty, pretty strong that you might have the COVID-19 strain, which would require more testing to know that, just so you understand that. The other part is when you hear about the spiking in COVID diagnoses, the spiking, this is really coming because of more testing. Now, and here would be the way you would know or not know. If you had 1 million people and everybody got tested for COVID, you know, for corona, of those 1 million people, everybody was negative, right? They didn't have it. You proved they didn't have it. And then you came in and tested them a month later and 20% now had it. You could say that's a spike. You really could, because you had the data showing that they didn't have it. And then the new testing showed that they had it, that they were infected. But what they're doing is, remember, the coronavirus is the basis of it is a cold. It's a cold virus. And when it's COVID-19, that's a mutation from the corona base virus. So if you test 1 million people and 50% of them come up with some corona marker, and then they're attributing that to coronavirus, you think that everybody all of a sudden has COVID-19, and really it's just not true. So I know these are controversial, what I'm saying, because there seems to be a huge move in our country to shut down rational thought and other people's opinions, you know, and that's something just to understand that. Now, with that said, I want to make sure I believe we're all going to eventually have either the corona from the cold virus, which happens a lot, and possibly even this mutated strain, this COVID-19, this called the novel strain. And just like when I was a young doctor, I looked at this, I said, why does one person get sick and somebody else doesn't? You know, I was reading about the bubonic plague early in my medical career, and I was in infectious disease class. And, you know, when you think of an infectious disease, you think, my God, it's going to kill everybody. How could somebody not die from it? It's killing people, you know, in the 1600s, they all seem to die from it. But do you know there were certain people that walked through that pestilence and that horrible, horrible scene that did not get sick? For one reason or another, they were immune to the disease, or it never really was able to take root in them. It's possible they avoided it, but due to the fact that there were lots of doctors and people that didn't, there has to be something internally within you which will give you resistance to germs, viruses, bacteria, protozoans, you know, parasites. There has to be something within us as humans that have this immunity. And 30 years ago, in my first couple of years of practice, I said, I'm going to devote my life to trying to understand why somebody is resistant and why somebody is vulnerable. Because that, to me, is really an intelligent way of dealing with this. Locking yourself in the basement, like our Democrat guy that wants to be the president is doing. I mean, you can avoid getting sick if you're in the basement, for sure. But that's not any way to live. You know, we can't live in the basement. So if you want to come out and be in the real world and you want to start socializing and being with other people without the fear, you better learn how to strengthen your immune system. You have to start doing things today that will boost and help your body's ability to defend itself before it happens. Okay? So let me tell you, I was online this week, and a friend of mine sent me this thing called Wim Hof breathing, right? So I'm like, okay, I know a lot. I read a lot, and I'm like, I don't know this one. And so this is a fellow from Denmark who is in his 60s. He's my age. And when he was a young man, his wife died from depression. She committed suicide with three children. And he said that she tried to get help with the medical professionals, and, you know, they did their best with what they had, which was really drug therapies, counseling, trying to get back to why she was so depressed. And then the combination of the failure of in his feeling, the failure of medicine to help her, and then the constant using of chemical agents to try to stop the depression just created the same problem, and she ended up committing suicide. And he said he was devastated by it. And he just didn't understand why people can't, why they suffer depression, and why are we so sick as a race? Why is there so much pestilence and weakness and diabetes and being overweight and depression? I mean, it just doesn't seem right. You know, we were given these bodies, this immune system and this ability to heal and to repair tissue that is nothing can even come close to it. Yet as a race, as a culture, we're very sick. And his feeling was very, very easy to understand. And he said that the human being has survived for 100,000 years. I mean, you can go back to people that look very similar to you and I, you know, 175,000 years ago. There was people that stood up erect and they looked very similar to you and I. And really, they survived an incredibly harsh environment. Now, you know, 10,000 years ago, our Earth was in an ice age. Think about that. 10,000 years ago, we were frozen solid, man. And I looked at what they believe the ice age was. I researched this. And they said the ice age surrounded the globe from about Jacksonville, Florida, north, in a perfect circle on both sides of the globe. Only around the equator was it not frozen. Yet we survived in that. And this was only 10,000 years ago. So there was quite a few humans on the planet 11,000 years ago. And, you know, when you see videos and movies about cavemen, it always shows them with like a bear rug outfit on. You know, they got a little thing around their waist. It looks like, you know, like a caveman outfit. You know what? They didn't have that 10,000 years ago. They were pretty much naked. They didn't have any way of keeping themselves warm like you and I do today, or even as the movies depict cavemen. And they've proven this. But what happens is humans have an immune system and an ability in cold weather to become stronger and not be suffered from the cold. In other words, they can generate heat internally to a certain extent. And Wim Hof, this guy, William Hofmann, developed a technique of deep breathing and then immersing his body in ice water to develop the immunity and the strength, the internal strength, to be able to spend an enormous amount of time in the cold water or in ice. And what his feeling is, was that we as humans have this immune system which could protect us from almost anything that is out there, really, within reason, of course. And that we have become soft and weak because we've never challenging this immune system. Your immune system is no longer being challenged like it was 10,000 years ago. And an example would be hot and cold. How many people go into a cold environment, you know, in the 40s or 50s, and they're freaking out? You know, they're shaking and they're shivering, and they move right into warmth. And we really control all of our temperatures through air conditioning and heating and where we live. And thus, your temperature control, your immune system becomes weakened and is not able to handle extremes in temperature because you've never challenged it. It's not strong in that aspect. And the same thing goes with the immune response, your body's ability to fight off bacteria, dirty food, infections. Okay, your ancestors ate food that was probably rotted, had poisons on it, was full of bacteria, and their immune systems had to handle it. It had to become stronger to not die from those poor food sources. There was no refrigeration. There was no food preservatives. And our immune systems can handle these things, or we wouldn't be here. We would have been killed off centuries ago. But what's happened today is we have given ourselves food which is very not poisonous. I mean, we have fixed our food source, so we're very rarely do we have something with bacteria in it. Very rarely do we have something with worms and or other types of toxins to challenge your immune system to become stronger. And now you also have this constant cleansing and cleaning everything around somebody with these antiseptics, with these sprays, with this cure, you know, this hand lotion, with, you know, spraying Lysol on everything, having filters to filter out all the bacteria and all the viruses and germs when we're younger and as we go through our lives. And it's no wonder we get sick when somebody sneezes on you and they gave you a germ that you never encountered, because your immune system has gotten weakened because it's never been challenged. And I hope this makes sense. I'm not trying to say that everybody is, you know, has to go out and inoculate themselves with some horrible thing. But so let's get back to the breathing aspect of why he believes that his breathing is so powerful for building immune response and also helping to adapt to hot and cold. Now, understand something. This guy is all over the YouTube. He's all over the news. He has a program on Vice. He climbed Mount Everest in his gym shorts with shoes that had spikes in it so he didn't slip in the ice. In freezing temperatures, he's able to control his temperature through breathing, through his breathing technique. He also has the world record for swimming under the ice. He has the world record for contact with ice on his body. And when they hook him up to sensors, his body core temperature stays very stable because of his breathing exercise. He's also been infected with toxic bacteriums by medical professionals in a study that would make him, most people would have a fever, they would have temperature, they would throw up, they would shake out because they got infected with a toxin. He was able to manage his immune response where he didn't have any reaction from it. So what happened is, now it's called Wim Hof breathing. If you want to look it up, you can go right to YouTube, check it out. So what happened is the professionals that he was studied by said, "We think you're a freak of nature. We think that this is a one-time occurrence because of your belief, and we don't really know why." And he looks at him and he says, "Anybody can do this." He says, "I can teach anybody this technique, and you can have a stronger immune system. You can challenge your immune system, and over time, your immune response will be stronger." So he was challenged, and he took 24 individuals that were random from 18 years old to 75 years old. One of the guys that was 75 had a triple bypass. He had people with diabetes. And he worked with them for 2 weeks in this breathing technique, this Wim Hof breathing technique. And After 2 weeks of training, they went to Mount Kilimanjaro at the base. Now, Kilimanjaro is like the second highest mountain in the world. It's freezing up there. There's snow and ice. And they climbed Kilimanjaro. This whole group climbed it in shorts and t-shirts. Now, you know, holy cow. I'm telling you, go online. You can see the shows. You can see the proof. I'm not making this up. So my only point is I'm trying to give you knowledge and an experience that your body is a lot stronger than you think it is, that your body's ability to heal, to prevent infections, to fight off viruses, to be an asymptomatic carrier of these problems is really, really powerful. You should be interested in understanding this. You should want to be the asymptomatic carrier. Trust me. You don't want to be the symptomatic one. You want to be the one whose body is functioning healthy and normally, so you don't get sick when you do get a problem. There's people that have hepatitis. There's people that have herpes. There's people that have cancer cells within them. There's people that have viruses, and they show no symptoms at all because their bodies are functioning. Now, you might say, oh my God, they're breeders, they're passing germs around the world. Well, maybe so. But if your immune system was working and your body was healthy and you were taking care, you know, you wouldn't really care. It's the ones who are vulnerable, it's the ones who have gotten out of kilter with what is important, which is health and wellness and building immune response. All right. So every day we encounter, by the way, you're listening to Dr. Risacker. Yeah, I'm off on a little bit of a tangent. I apologize. You know, my real skill is laser-assisted weight loss. I use a FDA-cleared laser right here in Stuart on East Ocean Boulevard. And my goal is to lessen body fat so you can lessen inflammation. And when you have less body fat, then you know, if you're overweight and you're not exercising and you're not taking care of yourself, I'm not saying all people with body fat are unhealthy, but if you're overweight and you're not exercising and you're eating bad foods, the chances are you're full of inflammation. Your cytokine is already high, which is what creates inflammation. And if and when you were to be infected with any germ, bacteria, protozoa, worm, whatever, you're going to have a real problem coming healing from it because of the pre-existing condition of heavy of extra body fat. So my phone number is 772-223-5885. If you'd like to engage in a conversation about what I said, you're more than welcome to go online, slimbodylaserspot@gmail.com. I can prove what I say. I'm a doctor, been there for a long time. All right, so let's talk about the immune system. When you mention the immune system, most people are very confused about it and what it is. And so your immune system is like your defense system against foreign invaders, from things which would kill you, from viruses and bacterias and poisons. And, you know, there's a whole host of a plethora of substances, and every creature out there is vying for domination. You know, the animals are vying for their domination over their territory. Humans are vying for domination over their area and where they live. Everything is competing with each other. And viruses and bacteria are competing for their territory, just like you're competing for yours. Okay? And any group which is trying to hold on to their life, their territory, has to deal with invaders, has to have a process where it defends and can eliminate and nullify when foreign invaders come in to become a host, come in for the host. It's really that simple. This is as old as time. This is not just about bacteria and viruses. This is about life organisms striving to multiply and to become dominant. And there's a balance between what they can do and your defenses. All right, does that make sense? So your immune system has been developed over millions and millions of years as it encountered viruses and bacterias in the early part of life. Our immune systems, which we have today, were developed. They were made. They became strong this way. And the earliest invader against bacteria were RNA viruses, were viruses. Early before there was plants on Earth, they showed that the world was dominated by these viruses and their RNA, single-strand RNA virus. And their job was to infect bacteria called eukaryocytes. And these viruses, they would infect the bacteria. Now, a virus can't replicate on its own. It has to go into a bacteria, a host, and then the host replicates it. So what happens is these viruses, now mainly they exist now in the marine industry, you know, in marine viruses. There's tons and tons of viruses in the ocean. And these viruses infected these bacteria, and then they would replicate, but the bacteria found a resistance to those certain viruses, so they would not be susceptible. And this process just went on for millions of years to become stronger, and then the viruses became stronger, and the bacteria turned into one-cell creatures, one-cell organisms, amoebas, and tube worms. And they still had to deal with viruses trying to get in, and they developed different, you know, immunities, different processes. Speed all that up, and you know, a fish that you swim in the ocean, they don't have an immune system like you and I have. A fish's immune system is the slime that covers them. So when you have a fish in your hand and he's all slimy, and you wipe that slime off, you put him back in the water, he's going to die, because that's what prevents bacteria and viruses from infecting them. It's their slime coat. They don't have an internal immune system like us. We have a more advanced immune system than a slime coat. But it was all, has been, it's well set up. It was created perfectly. So now let's get to a human and what immune systems we have, okay? And there's really two defenses that they talk about regularly. There's more than this, but this is a generalized summary. So you have what they call an innate immunity and adaptive immunity. Innate means inside. It is given to you. And the innate immunity is something that can ward off attackers, and it's a very general approach. It's an immune response or a barrier to things which is not specific, such as your skin. Your skin is a barrier against viruses, bacteria, worms, protozoa. It's not specific in what it keeps stuff out of your body. It's just a general, you know, it's a general barrier. And that's part of the innate immunity. So the innate system doesn't care what it's killing. Its primary goal is to prevent any intruder from entering the body. And if it does enter, then the immune system neutralizes this intruder. It doesn't differentiate between one pathogen and another. And the first component of this defensive system is our skin. That's why you got to keep your skin healthy, people. Cuts, breaks, open sores. That's an area where viruses and bacteria can get into your body, is through a cut in your skin. That's why they're, and also around your eyes and your nose. Any organism trying to get into the body is stopped by the skin, which is our largest organ and completely covers us. This is why hand washing is so important. Secondly, there's the mucus lining of your mouth, your throat, your bronchial tubes, which is your lungs, and the nasal passages. Now there's no coincidence that your saliva and your mucus is very sticky. So the sticky, viscous fluid that lines your mouth and your throat and your lungs and your nose traps pathogens trying to get past it. They get stuck in it like a flypaper. Eventually the mucus collects and we either spit it out or we sniffle it in and swallow it. Now, your stomach has a very high acidity, 2.0. Actually, it's like hydrochloric acid. Stomach acid would burn the paint off a car. And when your mucus collects these pathogens and these bacterias very, very, you know, across the board, and you breathe it in and you swallow it, the stomach acid destroys it. So the acidity of the stomach handles those pathogens very effectively. Now, these are only two of the physical barriers that we have. However, we also have chemical barriers, such as enzymes present in the tears of the eyes. So there's an enzyme called lysozyme, and these are in the tears of your eyes. And they have high acidity, and they will kill proteins that go try to get through your eye. In fact, of course, you also have the acidity in the stomach, which kills pathogens trying to gain entry. So that's why your eyes can sometimes the tears burn. Have you ever been tired and you rub your eyes and it burns? That's the lysozyme burning the proteins in your eye, because that's a barrier to pathogens. That's why they say, you know, you can get infected through your eye. Okay, your urinary tract, which is your pee-pee tract, where you go to the bathroom, and other places have their own normal flora. And this is a microbial community. This normal flora compete with pathogens for space and food, and therefore also act as a barrier. So normal flora is the bacteria that are present in your gut, from your mouth, stomach, you know, for after your stomach, through your small intestine, your duodenum, your small intestine, your large intestine, your colon. It's full of bacteria. These are healthy bacteria. And when you have good bacteria, you have other bacteria cannot grow there. That's why people that take antibiotics all the time or eat foods which cause bacteria to die, like high sugar diets, those bacteria will die in their colon and in their gut. And this leaves an opening for infections. So that's why people take probiotics, to replenish the bacteria that was lost, maybe from some antibiotics they were on or other types of treatments. All right, the next line of defense is inflammation. Wow, you know, that horrible, my hand is swollen, I have a cut, and now it's swelling and red. So this is a critically important part of healing if you become infected. However, when inflammation is prolonged, or it overreacts, it can also cause severe tissue damage. And that would be called an anaphylactic shock. Now, inflammation is mediated by something called the mast cells. These are specialized cells filled with chemicals like histamine, which when released by either trauma or irritation, like an allergic reaction, are meant to increase the inflammatory response. That is why we take antihistamines. You've heard of antihistamine? They block histamine, which is inflammation. These mast cells are present everywhere in our body, and they're constantly searching for suspicious objects. When they find something, they release a signal in the form of histamine, and blood is rushed to the problem area. This causes inflammation and also brings leukocytes, which are called white blood cells. These are the soldiers in your body's cellular army. Now, a white blood cell doesn't care if it's a virus, if it's a bacteria, or if it's a toxin. It is the general immunity, and white blood cells devour, and when they arrive, all hell breaks loose. Sometimes the intruder may not be a germ or virus, but a rather harmless thing like a dust particle. But the body still causes a full immune reaction to this intruder, and this is how allergic reactions occur. An allergic reaction from dust or pollen or you know, things in the environment which cause a tightness of the throat, swelling of the lungs. This is from the leukocytes over, you know, doing its job. Now the body, most people who suffer from underlying health issues, such as obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, will suffer from chronic low-grade inflammatory symptoms at the same time. Their joints are swollen, their back is stiff, they suffer from generalized swelling. Now, if these people were to become infected with a highly virulent pathogen, like COVID, this could produce an acute inflammatory response combined with pre-existing low-grade chronic inflammation from their excess weight. This could cause them to be at a much higher risk of dying than someone who has no pre-existing health concerns. In medicine, we call this a comorbidity. So this is a good reason to decrease body fat if you're overweight. Eat nutritious, natural, live foods. Exercise more if you're not. Stay current with your meds and take supplementation if you don't. Okay, so what happens is there's a whole nother part of your immune system, and this is called the adaptive immune system. And this is the immune system which will develop the antibodies to a virus, to a pathogen. And what happens in the adaptive immune system is when a bacteria or a virus gets through the skin, it gets through the wall of the stomach lining, the white blood cells are starting to attack it. There's other cells that come in called T cells and B cells. And the T cell and the B cell are produced by the lymph nodes, by the spleen. And they work within the lymphatic system. And these cells will set up, they grab a message, they make duplicate messages of the pathogen, and then they send it to the body, and then they start replicating an antibody for that pathogen. And this is an adaptive immune response. This takes 2 weeks to occur after the initial infection. That's why you don't develop antibodies as soon as you get infected. It takes 2 weeks. And the T cells and the B cells are what initiate this response. T cells and B cells are the cells which are damaged through HIV, which is why they can die from infections. Now, what's great about T cells and B cells is once they destroy the antigen, which is the poison, and they developed antibodies, they produce memory cells. The memory cells stay in your body, and they have the genetic code that when they get infected again with that same antigen, you have a response which is faster than waiting for the two-week process. And that's called an immunity. That's the adaptive immunity. And this is what the vaccinations are trying to occur in your body. They're trying to give you an attenuated or a weak strain of the disease. And then they want your body to have an inflammation reaction, produce antibodies, and then produce helper cells, the memory cells, so your body can defend itself. I know it's a little complicated. I'm sorry, I rushed through it, running out of time. That's the way radio is. If you'd like to come in for a consultation to get rid of some of that body fat, you know, I'm available for consults. Everybody's coming back, thank God. We're out meeting each other, having fun, and we should have fun. I really appreciate your attention and your fact that you listened through this whole program. And I will see you next week. God bless, and remember to stay healthy.